Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Mahotep. Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and we thank all of you again for tuning in to this segment of New Day Resurrection. Wow, let's see, where do we begin? I mean, this has been a very, very interesting week. As many weeks are, but as you can tell, we are broadcasting a half an hour later than what we normally do. That's because we went to a meeting that I had to do a presentation at, and it was a very, very powerful meeting because this is a group here in Philadelphia who is putting a call out for 400 houses. I'm going to tell you more about that very shortly, but in the meantime, of course, I want to give thanks and praises to our Creator, and certainly want to give much due recognition to our freedom-fighting ancestors. Right now, I'm sitting in the lobby of downtown Philadelphia. Again, we just came from out of a meeting or a session, information session. Brother Bill and Brother Leticia Webb, they are the directors and co-founders of a group known as Opportunity Inc. And this group is doing some wonderful things here in Philadelphia. They are providing training for particularly so-called formerly expenders. You know, we got to come up with some other terminologies because that one doesn't quite work with me. But nevertheless, they're providing now training for folk who are recently coming out of prison. And the training has to do with the construction field. They're not only providing skills, you know, the kinds of training that is related to the actual skills that you find in the construction industry, but they're also providing business skills as well. And so, again, we're going to tell you more about that program, but what I can tell you at this point is that they have put a call out for Philadelphia for 400 houses. They want to obtain 400 houses that they will rehab and then, you know, kind of regenerate that revenue and spirit and so forth back in our communities, because all over Philadelphia as well as in other cities, property is really being taken over by the corporations, by the so-called developers. And so you see it in Harlem. You see what's going on in Detroit. I mean, Detroit is almost just, it is incredible, but you know who's getting ready to go in and just change that whole situation, and it's going to be the corporations slash developers. The same thing is happening here in Philadelphia. They have a plan here, 2035. You're seeing some similar things happen in Newark. And certainly this is the trend and what will be happening all over the country. And so what some of us are doing in terms of organizing our community and organizing in a way that we can make a real difference, we began to put pieces together, components together, that will allow us at least to get some portion of what is up for grabs now. Very soon it'll be a done deal, but right now we do have the opportunity to be able to do a little something, even though it's nothing in comparison to what, you know, the universities and, again, the other so-called powers that be. At any rate, I'm going to tell you more about that as well. We're going to have Brother Bill and Sister Leticia on our show very soon to give you some insight into what their program is. And even though you may not be in Philadelphia, it might be something that you want to tap into to bring to your community, or there may be something that you're already doing and you still feel that you may want to connect the dots. So, again, we'll be giving you more information about that very, very soon. As for tonight, we are going to do just a short edition of our program tonight because we want to get ready for something that we're doing tomorrow. And tomorrow what we will be doing is holding an information session and a meet and greet for beauticians, braiders, barbers, cosmetologists of African descent here in Philadelphia, because we have, in fact, began to launch our campaign for the BBBCO, and with that would be one of our new memberships that we want up and running for 2013 and beyond. The purpose, of course, for the BBB Co. is to bring together the corporations, but in such a way where we can benefit from them, meaning the industry, the so-called beauty, personal care industry. Right now is a multi-billion dollar industry, and unfortunately, presently, we as African people are not really benefiting from that, even though it's our dollars that's being funneled into it to a great extent. And so what we want to do is see how we can, in fact, get, you know, a better handle on that and how we can begin to generate more of our spending dollars into our community. So we came up with a strategy to be able to do that, and needless to say, the BBB Co., consisting of Black business owners, particularly what we call beauticians, braiders, barbers, cosmetologists, we call it a plan as to how we can now take Black products and place them into those business areas. And so, again, the campaign is now underway. We start tomorrow at 6:30 here in Philadelphia at the Paul Robeson House, which is located at 4949 Walnut Street. From 6:30 to 8:30, we'll be talking about the BBB Co., but we're going to also talk about, again, the contributions and the legacy of Madam C.J. Walker. And we're going to also talk about, of course, Stephen B. Co. Now, tomorrow marks the Earth Day, Born Day, as some call it, of Madam C.J. Walker. And December the 18th marked the Earth Day of Stephen B. Co. So tomorrow we're going to talk again about both Madam C.J. Walker and Stephen B. Co. And joining us to talk about Stephen B. Co. will be our dear sister, Basima Muhammad, who, of course, is the fourth Assistant General, President General to the UNIA-ACL, but she is also a part of the UNIA division here in Philadelphia, known as the Nzinga BICO Battle Division. Okay, so essentially the division here in Philadelphia, one of the divisions here in Philadelphia, rather, is in fact named after Stephen B. Co. So she's going to, tell us about why the UNIA ACL division, I think it's 173, why they selected Stephen B. Co. to be to bear the name, or one of the people to bear the name for their division. And then we have Brother Godfrey Sitoli, who is not only a freedom fighter for many, many years, during the time period when apartheid was really, the monster that many could recognize. Well, Brother Sitoli was involved in many of those struggles at that time and is now living in Philadelphia, and he's going to talk about the history and legacy of Stephen B. Co. Okay, so that will be going on again tomorrow, and we're talking about from 6:30 to roughly 8:30, and it'll be at the Paul Robeson House, which again is located at 4949 Walnut Street here in Philadelphia. Light refreshments will be served. There is no admission fee. However, of course, all donations are greatly appreciated. Okay. The other thing we wanted to bring to your attention, of course, was we sent out an alert. And the alert earlier today had to do with the fact that one of our brothers from the Move 9 was taken to the hospital, and from what we were told is in intensive care. We were attempting to get Sister Ramona on for tonight to give you the update, but, because it's kind of a really hectic situation with Brothersville being in intensive care, there's kind of some work that has to be done or is being done. But there is a call being put out for folks to make sure that they call the facility to, you know, check up and make sure that they know that people are watching, that people are concerned, and so we want to make sure we give you that information as well. Let's see. If we, okay, what we want to do is, I think the number, I'm going to provide the number for you to be able to call. Okay, here we are. Brother Phil is in the Wilkesboro General Hospital, or Wilkes-Barre General Hospital. And as indicated, he is in intensive care. He was basically rushed there from the State Correctional Institution at Dallas, which is in Pennsylvania. Sister Ramona, Sister PM Africa sent this information out earlier, and they're asking for people to please make sure that you call this number, which is the prison number, and that's area code 570-675-1101. Again, 570-675-1101. Okay, that's the prison number. The hospital number is area code 570-829-8111. Again, the hospital number is 570-829-8111. You are inquiring about inmate and patient William Phillips. This is Brother Phil's full name, William Phillips. His number is AM4984. Again, A as in Africa, M as in Mali, 4984. So it's important that when you call those numbers that you make sure that you are referencing William Phillips. And again, that number is, you know, his ID number is AM4984. Okay, so that's pretty much the update on that particular situation. And then we're going to read something also that we got in from Brother Mike Africa. And, of course, Brother Mike Africa is one of the children of one of the Move 9. So we do have a correspondence from Brother Mike. And, again, if we should hear anything tomorrow or soon thereafter as far as an update, make certain that we will do a special broadcast if we need to and provide you with that information as quickly as possible. Okay. The next thing we want to cover was, of course, can we go right to bringing you the information on on Mike Africa, or if we want to hold and read that for you a little later? Okay, we're trying to get access to Mike's statement, and we should have that for you in a few moments. In the meantime, I want to remind you that you are in tune to New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. And we are going to do just a short edition tonight. We will probably do a special edition of our radio program, if not tomorrow, then on Monday, because we want to also give you some Kwanzaa updates. There's some Kwanzaa activities that we were able to get during these last couple of days. Okay, there's a problem with obtaining, for some strange reason, Mike's statement. And again, bear with this. We're hoping we can pull that in a few moments, saying that an error has occurred. For some strange reason, we are not able to get access to it, but we're still trying. Nevertheless, let's see. It's not coming through, so we will have to probably contact Sister Pam to see if we're able to get it in some other kind of way. But in the meantime, again, we will probably do a special edition of our radio program, if not tomorrow, Monday. Again, that'll bring you some updates on the situation with South Africa, as well as some Kwanzaa announcements that we have, with a few events that are taking place, not just here in Philly, but in a couple other locations. Okay, we tried again to access the information, and unfortunately we were not able to do so. So, again, we're going to have to wait to bring you that report from Mike Africa. All right, in the meantime, we want to again remind you that we'll be at the Paul Robeson House tomorrow, which is Sunday, December the 23rd. We'll be there from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and the focal point will, of course, be on Stephen Biko, and needless to say, definitely Madam C.J. Walker. All right, so we've been having a few technical difficulties tonight. So what we're going to do is, again, we're going to make this a short edition of our radio program. We are kind of in a location where it's really not conducive to do our show tonight, because as we indicated, we just recently came back from a meeting with a group who is in the process of attempting to obtain 400 houses here in Philadelphia in order to rehab those houses and to have the rehab being done by so-called formerly incarcerated persons, and then having those properties turned back over into the community. And so it was a very, very powerful session. And a little later on, we will be able to give you more information about the next steps of that campaign. Okay, with that said, we're going to close out really tonight, because we do want to get ready for tomorrow. And as I indicated earlier, we are in transit right now. And so we want to kind of not lessen the quality of our show by, you know, having the background kind of sounds and stuff in, you know, in what we're trying to air tonight. So what we'll do is, in this show for tonight, and we will come to you, if not again tomorrow, on Monday with a special edition. So anyway, family, we want to thank you all again for tuning into this segment, and we will send out an e-blast to let you know when our next special edition will be happening. Again, we're going to try to wait until we hear back from Sister Pam or Sister Ramona to get the update on Brother Still. And in the meantime, we hope that you will continue to tune in to New Day Resurrection and Liberation. And we remind you that we are moving forward with the Mayo on the March reunion. If you want more information about that, please feel free to contact us at area code 267-636-3802, or you can call, you can email nationalmwm@aol.com. All right, so until the next time, which will be again very, very soon, we're going to leave you, as we oftentimes greet you, be it in words or in spirit, and that is, of course, in the essence of Ma'at. We do so also in the essence of Hotep, but we also remind you that there truly cannot be any real Hotep, any real peace, until there is truly the attainment of Ma'at, meaning justice. So, until the next time, family, we thank you all again, and hey, Oluta continua. The struggle continues, but promote you to the Shinta. Together we shall win. Peace out.